Arun Gandhi, the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, now resides in Rochester, New York, where he describes his current occupation as a peace farmer. This morning, he'll deliver the keynote address at the Compassionate Niagara Conference. We're very pleased to be joined by Arun Gandhi this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
You're going to be addressing the conference called Compassionate Niagara Conference. You're the keynote speaker.
Well, I'd like to speak to people about nonviolence, because nonviolence, as practiced by my grandfather, was based on compassion. One of the pillars of nonviolence is compassion, and that we need to have more compassion for fellow human beings and for all living things. Only then can we really have peace in the world. So these are some of the things that I'd like to emphasize and bring to the people there. And
I see that one statement associated with you is that you want to help understand nonviolence by understanding violence. It almost has a certain contradictory sound to it.
Yes, because, I've noticed that over the years, when we speak about violence, we generally think only of the physical violence, the physical aspect of it, because we see it and it hurts and, it destroys things. But what we don't know and we don't recognize is the passive violence that we are committing quietly every day. And that takes various forms. Discrimination, oppression, suppression, poverty, destitution, looking down on people, exploiting resources, throwing away things. All of these things amount to passive violence. And it is passive violence that fuels the fire of physical violence. So logically, if we want to put out the fire of physical violence, we have to cut off the fuel supply. And since the fuel supply comes from each one of us, we have to become the change we wish to see in the world.
I wanted to ask you about another item that's attached to you, a book that you've written called The Gift of Anger. It has a counterintuitive sense to it from somebody who is a peace farmer, is talking about the gift of anger. Explain.
Yes, because we have been taught to look at anger as something evil, that it is bad. We need to get rid of it, and we are so ashamed of it that we don't even want to talk about it, let alone teach it. Yet anger is as useful and powerful as electricity is. It's just as powerful and just as useful, but only if we use it intelligently. But it can be just as deadly and destructive as electricity if we abuse it. So just as we use electricity, we bring it into our lives and use it for the good of humanity. We must learn to use that anger intelligently so that we can use that power for the good of humanity rather than abuse it. So to that extent, anger is a gift. It is something that motivates us to do the right thing. But we have just ignored it and we consider it to be evil, and so we abuse it and cause death and destruction instead.
Arun Gandhi, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on the show.